Hi, Master Gardener John Fisher here with some good news about your backyard or commercial food crops growing in our smoky, ashy skies. The small amount of ash and the relatively short time that the smoke have been around mean that you should need little more than a good rinse to make your harvest safe and tasty. According to Brooke Edmonds of the Oregon State University Extension Service, if your produce was very close to a structure fire, it could be contaminated, but the vast majority of the smoke and ash came from burning trees and brush and poses no danger to you when you eat your fruits and vegetables. Brooke also suggests a 1 part in 10 vinegar rinse for rough-leafed greens like kale to help get the dirt off. If you are worried, consider peeling things like cucumbers and tomatoes. Corn, winter squash, potatoes, and root vegetables all have protection from the ash and smoke through their husks or the soil. A quick spray of water has cleaned most of the ash off my garden plants, but I still wash things well before we eat them. Don't use a leaf blower to remove the ash. Wood ash is actually pretty good for your garden. It helps sweeten our acidic soils. But the amount of ash we've received from the air so far is far less than the 1 pound per 100 square feet recommended by the Extension Service to sweeten soil, and will make no measurable difference to your soil's fertility or acid level. There is an effect known as smoke taint that can flavor wine grapes, and over time that might impact our fruits and vegetables. I've been harvesting fruit for the dryer while wearing a HEPA filter mask for breathing and goggles to keep the ash out of my eyes, and I'll have to wait till winter to see if the dried fruit has any bit of smoky flavor. In a creepy but unsurprising development, the agricultural company Cultiva has developed a product called Parca that is, quote, composed of food-grade phospholipids that supplement the plant cuticle, end quote. It's sprayed on your crops to reduce the effects of smoke pollution in advance of a fire. What will we have to think of next? I'm John Fisher for KLCC.